UK Gambling Commission tracking more than 1,000 illegal operators, CEO says. The UK Gambling Commission says it is monitoring more than 1,000 unlicensed operators and has reported nearly 100,000 URLs to search providers this year. Speaking at the International Association of Gaming Regulators, IAGR, conference in Toronto, Gambling Commission Chief Executive Andrew Rhodes outlined an intensifying enforcement drive aimed at reducing the visibility and reach of illegal online gambling sites. Rhodes told regulators and industry delegates the commission was measuring the practical effect of takedown requests and search engine reporting to choke off traffic to unlicensed operators. We can measure the impact we've had, and we're tracking over 1,000 illegal operators as we try to shut them down. What effect we're having on their traffic, Rhodes said. He added that by removing listings from search results, the commission makes illicit sites harder to find, slowing their growth and undermining their commercial viability. Rhodes said the commission reported nearly 100,000 URLs to search providers in the past year, bringing the total reported sites close to 200,000 since the campaign began. He singled out social platforms as a different enforcement challenge, noting that Facebook had been effective at removing illegal lottery adverts, but remained less responsive on other types of illicit gambling content. Beyond blocking customer access, Rhodes said regulators are targeting the upstream supply chain. We've also focused a lot on B2B game suppliers as well, and trying to choke off the content that goes into the illegal market, he said, stressing that undermining supplier relationships was central to making the market less attractive to operators and players alike. Withdrawal speeds and consumer expectations. Rhodes used a personal example of ordering a watch part tracked across borders to underline rising consumer expectations for instant and transparent payment flows. He argued that the same real-time visibility consumers now expect from parcel tracking should apply to withdrawals from gambling accounts. Between June and September 2024, the commission's data showed 44.2 million withdrawals from accounts held with GB-licensed operators. Of those, 96.3% were processed automatically, 3.5% required up to 34 hours to clear, and 0.1% took longer. Rhodes said the regulator intends to probe the reasons behind delays in that minority of cases to ensure players receive timely access to funds. An industry payments executive at a major UK operator, who asked not to be named, said, "Operators are investing heavily in faster payment rails and automation, but legacy banking processes and identity checks can still introduce friction. We support the regulator's push for clarity on what constitutes reasonable processing times and welcome guidance that helps align operator processes with player expectations." The Commission's scrutiny of withdrawals complements its wider consumer protection agenda, which also includes checks on anti-money laundering controls and affordability assessments. Faster, transparent payouts are not only a customer service issue, but a regulatory priority tied to protecting vulnerable players and preventing the diversion of funds to unregulated markets. Enforcement methods and industry response. The Commission's approach combines search engine reporting, collaboration with social media platforms, engagement with payment and affiliate networks, and targeted action against suppliers feeding content into unlicensed sites. While public statements have emphasized volume-based metrics, such as URLs reported, enforcement teams also pursue investigations that can lead to fines, license revocations, and referrals to law enforcement where criminality is suspected. operators and trade groups have broadly backed tougher measures against illegal operators, but continue to call for clearer guidance and faster operational remedies. The Commission, INTE, needs to keep publishing enforcement metrics and to work closely with international partners convened through forums like IAGR to boost cross-border takedowns. Rhodes concluded by urging a dual focus: sustained disruption of illegal supply chains and improved player experience in the regulated market. Closing individual sites matters, he said, but making them harder to find and harder to operate is our ultimate objective. The Gambling Commission said it will continue to refine its tactics as search engines, social platforms, and payment providers evolve their own enforcement practices.